rooms were divided just about evenly. They didn't have any, you know, any cemetery at all. They just put piles of people and working in there. Very few of them had any halls. They had a hall down the middle of them, of course. And out in the country, they had a big, wide hall, and the rooms were on each side. Like the breezeway, you might say. You could drive a car in there if it didn't came all the way to the ground, but it really covered it within the center of the house. You'd come in on the porch, and you'd face it. It'd probably be nearly as wide as this room. And the halls and on either side were the bedrooms. One side, probably in the back, was reserved for the kitchen and the dining room. You can visualize that, can't you?
Yes, sir.
That's all the old timers were built that way. Now, in the quarters where we lived at the mines, they were just square houses without anything. They just had a hall down the middle of them, narrow hall, and the rooms were on each side. But out in the country, on the farms, they had that big, wide breezeway in the middle, and they usually had a porch on them, on the front and back. Kind of like the Western people used to build theirs.
Yes. Did they have any kind of special name for that kind of house?
A what?
A special name for that kind of house with the big open hall down the middle.
I can't think of what that. They didn't have any particular name for it.
Did you hear anybody call it a dog trot house?
A what?
Dog trot house?
No, that's an expression I didn't come in contact with. Huh? The old timers may have called it. they had a name for the breezeway. I don't know what the name of it was. May have been a dog trot, like you said, but they had a name they called. Instead of staying in the hall, they called it something else. Of course, we were too small when I lived in that thing to really remember too much about how it was built and whatnot. Of course, that log house had no ceiling in the bedrooms. I remember that. I remember one time a big old house snake crawled up in there one of those rat snakes and was hanging up there over the rafter. And my brother was just big enough to shoot the gun. My sister was screaming and taking off. She was scared of a snake, whether it was dead or alive. And he got the gun and shot that snake over that hole. He shot a hole in the house. Oh, I had to get up there and patch it.
That log house, did y'all have a living room in it?
What?
Living room?
Yeah, it had a living room. Of course, it was a homestead. The man who built it was a homestead, I think. And he had a living room in there, the parlor, they called it. He didn't use that except when he had company. Kept it shut, kept the children out of it. Adults used it. We didn't play in it.
So, how many rooms in all did the house have?
It had what you call the parlor. And then the bedroom. We probably had four bedrooms and a back porch, a dining room, and a kitchen. What's the problem? How many is that? Six, seven?
Did you have an upstairs?
No. Had a loft. Didn't have one. Some of the bedrooms had, instead of having ceilings in them, they had a loft, what you knew. Instead of having closets, you had a stack of stuff up there.
Is that loft, is that kind of like an attic? Or?
Yeah, it was like an attic, except it was open all the way across.